cycle of the Christian year has come to an end. Our liturgical calendar called this fresh beginning of Sunday, originated by Pope Pius XI in 1925, was a time when Christians were doubting Christ's authority, when society doubted all authority and individualism had been so embraced that the only authority was the self. Was the time of the rise of dictatorship. And it was hoped by the Pope that by celebrating Christ's kingship, he would restore the strength and the courage of the faithful. It would serve as a response from the Church to a society that was beset with destructive forces, the litany of the inhumanity of human life. It's a day of transition. Our thoughts turn to secular holiday season, holiday trees, holiday gifts, holiday songs, no Christmas carols in school, but you can sing a Muslim bike song in the beach. The Christian's cause is celebrating the kingship of Christ. It's the expectation of Christ coming again in sovereign glory, to call it Advent. More than a baby born in a manger or joy to the world, it's the Lord has let earth receive her King. It's a day when Christians celebrate Jesus Christ as King and Lord of glory. The joy of hearts. Alas, we find ourselves in a time of doom and gloom. It is difficult to feel joy when the mood seems more like crisis management for survival. As the world mourns the murder of 130 in Paris or 28 in Mali, there's little wonder that Pope Francis, standing near the 82-foot Vatican Christmas tree, would say Christmas is approaching. There will be lights and parties, Christmas trees, nativity scenes. It is all a charade. For the world continues to go to war. The world has not chosen a peaceful path. We should ask for grace to weep for this world, which does not recognize the path. To weep for those who live for war and have the cynicism to deny it. God weeps, Jesus weeps. Today we find elementary children stealing cars, youth molding into death fellow students, adults that were enraged in acts ranging from road rage to the fashion of the exposed body parts and pornography. We live in a violent society due to our TV screens. Time magazine asserts 2 hours, 35 minutes a day to 4 hours and 35 minutes a day, not counting sporting events. Favorites, Hawaii 5-0, CSI, tame compared to Blind Spot, Supergirl, Quantico, Limitless, or Empire. Whence such turmoil? Social scientists are coming to realize there's a connection between the breakdown of families and the social problems that plague our society. We thought it was poverty as a root cause, and we spent $5 trillion on it. Wasn't the answer. More billions on education. Wasn't the answer. How about this? The absence of marriage. The failure to form intact families. We're now told that 40% of Americans no longer believe in marriage. The root cause is simple. Power. Violence is the expression of ego love. Love empowers, and when love is lacking, life is out of control. You see, our intelligentsia brought us to thinking of men like Bernard Baruch, presidential advisor. He said, evil will invade men's hearts, intolerance will twist men's minds, but decency is far more common as a given attribute. It is to prevail in our daily lives. I believe this because I believe, above all else, in reason, the power of the human mind to cope with the problems of life. Right. Alvin Toffler described it, muscle, money, mind. Robert Barron, smokestack, bureaucrats, techies. A nation that continues to be inflicted and afflicted with common denominator called sin. I want to do what I want to do, what I want to do. I want to have what I stuff. We live in a culture of a litany of three-year-olds and the arrogance of teenagers pervading, a.k.a. students invading offices with demands. Hosea advised, take with you words. Turn to the Lord. Words like character, honor, integrity, truth. Hard to define today. You see, the golden rule has cheaper versions. There's the silver rule. Do unto others as they've already done unto you. There's the bronze rule. Do unto others as fully as you expect them to do unto you. There's the copper rule. Do unto others before they do unto you. And finally, the iron rule. Do unto others and cut out. In the gospel, Pilate asked Jesus, are you king of the Jews? Jesus said, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Subsequent events all unfold. Judas, the soldiers, the priests, Pilate. The trial of Jesus is a long story in the Gospel of John, 7 episodes. But in this second one, Pilate is portrayed as a tragicomical figure. He's shuffling back and forth between Jesus and the Jews. And he shouts about his authority, but he performs in fear. You are right to say I am king, and this is the reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. And Pilate asked, what is truth? He couldn't understand Jesus' kingship because he could not understand the meaning of truth. And Jesus said, I am truth. There was no other king like Jesus. Mortal gods die. Human sin cannot be washed away by bathing in the Ganges, nor any new age creation. Paul wrote, Jesus Christ is our creator king, for all things were created through him and for him. Christ the king is ruler over people gathered in his body, this church. For the church Christ rules is one in which the gospel is proclaimed. The sacrament rightly administered, said John Calvin. Just in case you go there. Luther said, he who wants to find Christ must find the church. In the 4th century, Cyprian declared, outside the church, there is no salvation. But like all kings, Jesus died. But Almighty God raised him from the dead. He was the king who died to save his people. Us. But the kingdom of God comes in every moment of thanksgiving, in every experience of the holy. Paul Tillich suggested the hope of humankind lies in the here and the now. Whenever the eternal appears in time and history, we experience the presence of God. We experience God in our conflicts of conscience and in the moral command, thou shalt. Paul Farber noted, I can't recall any passages that say, thus saith the Lord, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I can't read anywhere where Christ ever responded to critics, though I do not agree with you, yours is a valid interpretation. We experience the kingdom of God when we experience truth in this holy place, in this holy time. My friends, there is a way of holiness. There's a pilgrim way, you know. Those 41 members of the Mayflower drawing up that solemn compact in the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten have undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith a voyage dedicated to Christian faith and freedom. Revisionist historians heed. George Washington, November 1789. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, to humbly implore His protection, and whereas both houses of Congress by joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God, I recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great, glorious being, beneficent author of all. While Abraham Lincoln proclaimed in 1963,
63, a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. I recommend to them that while offering up ascriptions justly due to him for singular deliverances and blessings, that they do also commend to his tender care all sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged. Friends, we have good news. The eyes of the blind will be opened. The ears of the deaf will be unstopped. The lame man shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall leap for joy. What is truth? Jesus Christ, the glory of God. Is Christ your King? Have you crowned him Lord of your life? There was a father teaching his daughter to sing, praise him, praise him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. You sang that? Serve him, love him, love him. He stopped, and his daughter turned and said to him, Daddy, you forgot to crown him. Have you crowned Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Have you thanked him with your hands and your hearts and your life? What a great